Hello and welcome to this tutorial on the Orbit Writer. My name is Lisa Salinger, and I'm pleased to be your guide as we explore all the features of this versatile little unit. This tutorial is being brought to you by Guidelights and Gadgets, Inc. www.guidelightsandgadgets.us. That website address again is www.guidelightsandgadgets.us. All the items are spelled out. So guide, lights, the word and is spelled out. It's not the and sign. Gadgets.us. For information regarding the Orbit Reader 20 and other products, you can find additional documentation at www.orbitresearch.com or at www.guidelightsandorbit.com. Again, the and sign is not used, but the word is spelled out. This is also where you will find documentation for your Orbit Writer. Many tutorials start with a discussion of what's in the box, and this is no exception. However, what is actually in the box may vary based on where you have purchased your Orbit Writer. If you purchase from Guidelights and Gadgets directly, you will have a few accessories that are not normally included. You will have this tutorial, of course, most likely on an SD card, and you will have a neck pouch. You will also have a case that is sold by Orbit Research. Neither of these cases is the style in which you can use the unit in the case, but there is a very easy way to use it. In the box, you will also have the Orbit Writer itself, and you will have a micro B USB cord. You can either plug that into a properly equipped wall outlet, or you can plug it into the USB port on your computer. When I first received my Orbit Writer, I was a little chagrined because it's tiny. It's very cute and very tiny, but I wasn't sure how I was going to keep a good hold on it and braille on it without the whole thing just hitting the floor. Fortunately, there is a very lovely solution. On one of the long sides of the Orbit Writer, below the spacebar, you're going to find two holes. And through these holes, you can put a lanyard. A lanyard is not included, and I kind of like this because it gives you a fun way to personalize your unit. You can get lanyards with all kinds of patterns on them. For example, the one I have here has very bright colored smiley faces on it. It's just fun. And there are two different kinds of lanyards that you may have seen. One are the kind where you put the really thin little string through the holes and then you run the lanyard through it. That's easier shown than described and is a bit outside the scope of this tutorial. In any case, that will work. I was pleasantly surprised to find that the lanyard with the metal hook, which is the type that I have, will also go through both of these two holes. They seem quite secure, so I think the chance of that connection point snapping under normal use is highly unlikely. Of course, you don't want to twist it hard or abuse it, but under normal use, I think it lasts beautifully. This is great because you can not only have it around your neck for typing, but you can keep it there as sort of a handy remote control. In preparing this information, I did just that. So if a message came in on my phone, and I'm across the room from my phone, I could reply to the text message using my Orbit Writer. If I was listening to music, I could reply. Let's say I'm listening to a Zoom call on my computer with wireless headphones and I'm walking around and I want to raise my hand. I can do that all using the Orbit Writer. So being able to use a lanyard of some kind, I think, is a good thing. I've kind of gone long on the whole lanyard thing, but to me, sometimes those little details are so important because they change how we use the unit. Also, at this current time, there is no form-fitted case like you have for many of the Braille note takers where you can wear the case around your neck and leave the unit in the case. You have to take it out. And so, to me, this provides nice drop insurance.